This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How do you want to be remembered by your children? What is the legacy you want to leave behind? Do you want to be known as the parent who is constantly yelling, getting mad, and disciplining? Do you want to be remembered as the parent who never had time, too busy cleaning, too busy cooking, too busy keeping the house perfect? Or do you want to be remembered as the parent who was always at work, never having time to connect? You know, parenting is such a challenging task, but it doesn't have to be so daunting. If you just take certain key steps in order to transform your parenting. Assalamu alaikum, my name is Hala Banani, and today I want to share with you four tips that can really transform the way you parent. Okay, so first thing, it is about connection. You have to connect with your kids. Right now, I find that many of the parents complain that their child is always in their room, they're always on their devices, there's no connection, weekends come and go, and there's no time spent together. So when you connect with your kids, regardless of how old they are, when you connect with your child, what ends up happening is that your child's brain forms a neural pathway that will allow her to learn, remember, and think. Okay, so you want to create this neural pathway, and they will only be receptive when you have a connection. If there's no connection, if you don't know what's going on with your children, if you don't know who their friends are, what their worries are, and any kind of difficulties they are facing, then don't expect to be able to influence them. So first, you have to connect. Now, there was this Harvard study done, and they took a very simple task of putting circular objects in circular shapes, and the same with all different shapes. Very simple task that any toddler could do. They had adults, educated adults doing this. They had a time frame. And what was different about this experiment is that as each adult was doing this, they had a person standing on the side and yelling out negative things, okay, saying things like, this is hard, you can't do this, you're lazy, you're stupid, you'll never get this. Guess, out of the six adults who did this, how many of them were able to complete the task? What do you think? How many do you think were able to complete the simple task that toddlers do with this person yakking away with the negativity? Zero. None of them were able to complete the simple task. Now, what does that tell us? That tells us that when we are being negative with our children, when we are commenting and thinking that we are like using tough love, or we're toughening up our kids and we're going to tell them, hey, you know, stop being lazy, you need to work harder, and we're just berating them, this is not helping. They actually shut down. The brain shuts down when negativity is being spoken. Now, they had the same six adults do the same activity within the same amount of time, but this time they had an individual standing there and saying positive comments of, you've got this, you are so smart, this is easy, this is a cinch. What happened? Every single one of them was able to complete the task. So we need to really become aware of what we are saying to our children, how we're approaching them, making sure that there is a connection, and then making sure that what we are telling them is actually opening up their brain, that neural pathways are being created, so that it will allow them to learn and to connect and to have this ability to remember, inshallah. Now, another thing that I find parents fall short on is their listening skills, okay? Very few people know how to listen. Many times people assume what the other person is going to say. And there's a funny personal story. My mom, God bless her, she was an amazing mom, very, very attentive, very, very loving, mashallah, tabarakallah. One of the things she did, though, is whenever I wanted to tell her something, she would guess what I was about to say. So I say, yeah, mom, I went to the mall. Oh, and you ran into your teacher. I'm like, no. Well, it'll be a lot quicker if you listen and let me say it. And so that was our funny joke, is that she would always try to, you know, she would be guessing. So don't assume what your child is about to say. And the key is to not react. Now, as a counselor, as a life coach, I have trained myself to not be reactive when someone tells me shocking things, right? So I hear all sorts of things all day long. Someone will tell me, they had an affair. The other one will say, yes, my husband drinks. He, you know, does drugs. All sorts of things. My daughter did this. I have these feelings. Whatever it is, right? Now, if I was to show a reaction, how do you think my client would feel if I was like, oh, you did what? Are you kidding me? What were you thinking? What would that do? Immediately the person would feel judged. They would want to shut down. They feel ashamed. They feel, oh my gosh, what did I do? I shouldn't have shared, right? And so when I am non-judgmental, when I'm listening, okay, tell me, so what made you do that? All right, you decided to experiment with this drug. What made you do that? What was your experience like? Without any kind of judgmental reaction, then the person relaxes. They feel like, okay, I'm not being judged, so I'm gonna say, you know, I'm gonna keep talking. And many times as parents, we overreact. When our children tell us things, when they are sharing, then what ends up happening is that our reaction makes them say, whoa, I'm never going to share with mom or dad again. And I was doing a workshop with the youth here in Dallas, and I asked them, I said, if you were in trouble, how many of you would go to your parents if something happened to you? Let's say you're at a party. Let's say someone does something to you. Let's say you're violated. Who would you go to? How many of you would go to your parents? Okay, not one single hand went up. Okay, and I asked, why not? I mean, they are the people who care the most about you. They love you so much. Why wouldn't you go to them? It's like they would freak out. Basically, because they know that their parents would freak out, it would prevent them from reaching out and asking for help when they are in danger. So we really have to evaluate our parenting. How are we reacting? Are we reacting in a way that makes them shut down? Right? So I remember one of the things I told my mom, it was in ninth grade, and I said, Mom, I want to be able to share everything with you. So please don't react in a way that will make me not want to share. And we had a very open relationship. She was my best friend. And when I told her that, so anytime I wanted to share something, she would always have this big smile. She's like, yes. And that would, you know, really make a big difference. And, you know, it was just nice. There was never anything major, alhamdulillah. But just the fact that she was not in an angry state or judgmental, it made me open up to her. So much so that the first time I met my husband, the first thing I did, I shared that with my mom. And that was because she created a safe environment for me to talk to her. And I knew she's not going to freak out. I knew that she, you know, she's going to have my back, which leads me to the next step, which is smiling. When you smile at your children, it makes such a difference. And very few parents will smile on a regular basis. So, you know, the resting face, you know, a lot of people have this, the resting face that is just very, just mean. It's mean and it's angry. And that's why you see a lot of parents with, you know, these brow lines, because they're always frowning. They're always mad. And if you just look at yourself in the mirror when you're talking with your kids, when you're directing them, when, you know, you're interacting with them, you're not going to leave a positive impact by having that resting face that is so mean. Okay, so just try smiling. And that was one of the things I loved about my mom. Anytime, you know, I looked at her, she was beaming and she would smile. You know, she had her moments that she would get, you know, upset, but generally there was that smile. And that's a very welcoming trait. And the last thing I want to share with you, that it's never too late to change. I know that many of you are struggling, whether it's your teenagers, whether it's your toddler, whatever stage you're in, Just realize that it's never too late to change. Obviously, it is best when you learn the right skills and you apply it at the beginning. It's much easier, right? It's kind of like a person who's eaten healthy all their lives. So that's great, right? The body is going to respond very differently. But if someone has junked out all their lives and then they want to actually get healthy, well, there's going to be a period of detox. There's going to be like headaches. It may be difficult, right? But it's much better to get healthy now than to never get healthy, right? I bring up the healthy because I am doing the Get Healthy with Hala, but that is, I'm so into being healthy right now. That's a lot of my analogies are going to be related about healthy eating. But my point is that at any point in your life, when you decide to make a change, then it's the best, right? It's much better than not making the change. So I want you to be hopeful. I want you to, inshallah, keep your connection with your kids and find some time to spend with them and find out what they want to do. You know, a lot of times we are, you know, bossing our kids around, clean up, wash up, you know, get yourself organized, study, river on. And it's just like a long list of commands, right? I was doing a parenting workshop, and many of the moms are very honest, and they're just like, you know, I'm a drill sergeant at home. That's what I do. I'm just like, I'm on it. I'm shouting out orders, right? Now, do you want to be remembered like that? They are tuning you out. If you're doing that, they're tuning you out. So try your best, connect, and make sure that you're opening up the neural pathways so that they can actually learn, be that positive voice that, you know, empowers them, and make sure that you listen without judgment or reaction. Just listen, let them talk, let them open up, and make sure that you have a beautiful smile to greet your kids. And when they see you, when you're spending time with them, and when you're around the house, you know, stop with that frowning and the negative, you know, expressions. And then realize that it's never too late to change. Right now, you can make a decision, make a promise to yourself, make a promise to Allah that you are going to be different. You are going to change the way you're going to treat your kids and see how that works. I mean, I've seen some amazing things happen, mashallah, when I work with parents, when I work with families, and I see how transformational it is when they start making these small changes and they start actually listening and they start actually connecting, and the monster of a child that they describe suddenly, you know, can turn into actually a friend. So don't lose hope, inshallah, keep striving, and always have that trust that Allah can change the hearts, right? And we always make that dua, ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbat qalbana ala dinik. So we have to make that dua for ourselves, y'all. Oh, you are the bearer of hearts. You know, keep us strong on the straight path, because as a parent, we have to be in a good state in order to be able to affect our children. So I pray that we all can have the wisdom, the patience, the enthusiasm, and all that is needed in order to raise really strong, positive kids. And I pray that Allah opens up the hearts and minds of our children so that they will be receptive and that they will be able to, you know, take all the things that we're telling them and to make those changes within themselves. So thank you so much for tuning in. This was the how to, you know, transform your parenting. Tomorrow I'm going to have a special guest who is a cancer survivor on Wednesday. So at the same time, 12:30, it's a cancer survivor, and she survived cancer not doing it the traditional way. She used healthy eating and just amazing. It's a phenomenal story. She's a source of inspiration to me, and I use her in my lectures all the time. Very dear friend. So make sure you tune in tomorrow at 12:30. And if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe. I'm doing videos on a daily basis. Want to be there for you. I know these are tough times, and it's so important to remain optimistic and to remain focused, right? So I'm here to give you just some small reminders for myself and for all of you. And so inshallah, we can meet again tomorrow. Write a comment on what is your takeaway and what did you learn from this lesson and what are you going to apply? Make this your commitment to your parenting. What are you going to apply from this video, inshallah? Take care. Assalamu alaikum.